To our love belongs the earth and sky, so wonderful. Oh, the oceans wide, the mountains high, the animals. Looking at the sky so many million miles over space and time, there is only one God. From a treetop watch the sun star through a dewdrop. There is only one God.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Dear viewers, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the fourth episode of the series Path to Salvation. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we're trying to compare the path to salvation in Christianity and in Islam in a very respectful, quiet, kind way. Because at the end of the day, we believe that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides people. It's necessary to explain that before we carry on talking about the concept of salvation in Christianity today. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam two things. An average person who is not aware of the Quran would think that they are contradictory, meaning they contradict one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the end of Surah Ash-Shura, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Indeed, O Muhammad, you guide to a straight path. In Surah Al-Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated. In Surah Ash-Shura, Allah affirmed the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam guides. But in Surah Al-Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dismissed and negated the fact that he guides. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي. You do not guide. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. You do not guide whom you will, or whom you love, or whom you like, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whom He wills, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best who deserves to be guided. We know very well from the books of tafsir that this verse was revealed regarding his uncle. Why I'm saying this in context of talking about salvation in Christianity? Brothers and sisters in Islam, our job is not to force people to accept what we tell them. Our job is to show them the way. And this is how we understand the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirmed for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam the fact that he guides. In that verse in Surah Ash-Shura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the guidance of direction, hidayatul dalala, awil irshad, that you show the people the direction, you tell them the right thing, and you try to do it in a good way, in a kind way, in a logical, convincing way as well. You do your best. But at the same time, we do not force people to accept that. And this is what is meant by the second statement, which is hidayatul tawfiq, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would guide the heart of the individual to accept what you're saying. This is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما أخرج مسلم من حديث عبد الله ابن عمرو ابن العاص رضي الله عنهما إن قلوب بني آدم بين أصبعين من أصابع الرحمن يقلبها كيف يشاء. Indeed, the hearts of the children of Adam are between two fingers of the fingers of Allah. We believe that Allah has fingers. We do not reject the attribute, but we do not say that they look like our fingers. We do not even try to find out how they look, nor we try to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look like a human. We believe, we do not reject the attribute, لا نمثل ولا نشبه. We do not make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liken the human being, nor we liken Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the human being. At the end of the day, brothers and sisters in Islam, whenever we speak about Allah, this is and his names and attributes, we have to mention this. Listen, at the end of the day, only Allah knows how Allah is. لا يعلم كيف الله إلا الله. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how he is exactly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who turns the hearts of the people to accept the guidance or not. And this is the spirit of this series. Our job is to present the facts to the viewers, to anyone who watches or listens to this series. And at the end of the day, لا إكراه في الدين. There is no compulsion in religion. Brothers and sisters in Islam, in the previous episodes, we mentioned that the Christians believe that the way for salvation is to hold faith in that formula. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came down to earth in the flesh of his son Jesus. I don't believe that. Warning. I'm just conveying. I'm not believing that. Again, I stress, never take the aqidah, the creed of a person when he is debating or talking about another faith. But they believe that. You must believe in the formula. This is your path to salvation, Christianity, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came down from the throne into the flesh of Jesus, of Isa, and he was crucified to cleanse anyone who believes in that from their sins. Therefore, you must believe that. And this is what they call doctrine of crucifixion. And now, in this episode and the following episodes, I will, inshallah, refute that and stress the fact that this is not true. Of course, for a Muslim, it is sufficient to read what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa. وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And they're saying that we killed the Messiah, Isa, the son of Maryam, the prophet of the messenger of Allah. Write me. For a Muslim, that's sufficient. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. They killed him not. They crucified him not. For me as a Muslim, this is sufficient because I believe the Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower of the past, the future, the present, is the knower of the seen and the unseen. Now, for a Christian, this is out of line. Because, like I said, Christianity is based on the concept of crucifixion, believing in that. For them, the crucifixion is a historic fact. And that is why I'm saying this. I'm not being apologetic or don't misunderstand me, but I'm trying to convey that spirit to the viewers, especially the Muslims. Be careful when you speak about this. It's a very sensitive matter for an average Christian. Why? Because from the get-go, from the time of the Sunday school or the Saturday school or whatever they have, Jesus Christ was crucified in the cross for my sins. Jesus Christ was crucified in the cross for my sins. Jesus Christ was crucified. You know, when we repeat the message so many times, it becomes what? Encrypted. Now you're coming and telling them that this never happens, this is for them out of line. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I will try, inshallah, to do my very best to talk about the fact that Isa alayhi salam cannot be divine. But before I go there, I would like to let you know that, listen, the only religion, and I'm talking to Christians right here, in that moment I'm talking to Christians, the only religion in the face of this earth which talks about Isa alayhi salam is Islam, which believes in Isa is Islam, which actually mandatory upon you to love him is Islam, which actually mandatory upon you that you believe that he's a messenger of Allah is Islam. You must believe that he actually was born without a father. You must believe actually that he was given a lot of physical miracles, raising the dead, healing the leopard, the born blind, telling you about what you have in your house, of food, and so forth. We believe in all of this. As a matter of fact, he belongs to a special rank of the messengers. Ulul azmi min ar-rusul, the mightiest of the all messengers. That would include himself, Nuh, then Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like there are messengers and prophets, those five come out of that list to be given a title which is Ulul Azmi Min Ar-Rusul. This is our creed once it comes to Isa alayhi salam. But the fact that Isa is divine, Isa is Allah walking in earth, and then he was crucified for the sins, right now this is my job to prove to you that Isa alayhi salam cannot be Allah. Isa cannot be Allah. Isa alayhi salam cannot be God. Let's take a short break and come back and try to refute this fact or this issue or this so-called belief in a respectful, kind, nice, sweet way. Bi-idhnillahi wa tawfiqih. Don't go away. I'll see you in a little bit. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
To Allah belongs the earth and sky, so wonderful.
Islamic Jeopardy.
Audience, viewers, are you guys ready for another round of Islamic Jeopardy? All right, let's go ahead and begin.
It's Islamic Jeopardy, the spirit of contributions for the sake of Allah, the exciting yet informative. It is Islamic Jeopardy. Join us on Islamic Jeopardy, the quiz show featuring trivia in fiqh, akidah, history, poetry, riddles, science, Arabic, and other topics. When you love, the awaited halal fun is finally here. Praise him every day. To my Lord Allah. Praise him every day. To Allah belongs the earth and sky, so wonderful.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear viewers, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanallah, if you pick up a Bible, we know the Bible was translated into so many languages. One of these languages is Arabic. There are Christians who are Arabs, and they have the Old and the New Testament in Arabic. If you just read the first page in Arabic from the book of Genesis, Sifr al-Takwin, brothers and sisters in Islam, you will find Allah mentioned 17 times just in the first page. What I'm trying to say that Arab Christians, they refer to God by Allah. The word God with a capital G, There is a God with a small g and a God with a capital G. In an English version of the Old and the New Testament, the God with a capital G, that means this is the real God, but the other one is false God, whatever it is. But in a way, when I say Allah and I'm having a Christian listener or viewer, please, this is how Christians and Jews from Arabic origin refer to God. They use the word Allah. The name of God is Allah. Now, the first thing that I want to present here to refute the fact that Allah and Isa cannot be one. They cannot be one. Because listen, the formula for salvation in Christianity, basically you must believe that the divine essence of Allah came down into the flesh of Isa, his son, and then the human beings crucified Allah, Isa, the son, for the sins of humanity. Anyone who believes in that formula, listen, it will be you're done. You're good to go. You have a confirmed ticket to Jannah. Now, instead of going after refuting the historical event of the crucifixion, which is something that we can do, by the way, as Muslims, using scriptural evidence, textual evidence from Torah and Injil, in particular the Gospel, we can actually prove from the Gospel that Isa alayhi salam was never crucified. But we don't want to do this. What we want to go after here, can Isa alayhi salam be divine? Can Allah, in a way, go into the body of Isa and enable the humans to kill him? First of all, Isa alayhi salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are two different in so many ways. Number one, Isa alayhi salam was born. Allah never been born. We as Muslims, we refer to Allah, huwa al-awwal. He is the first. Laysa qablahu shay. Nothing existed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm telling you, dear Christians, dear Jews, that this is actually the first paragraph in the book of Genesis. In the beginning, it was God, Allah, and God brought everything into existence. Now, the fact that Isa alayhi salam was born, this in itself refutes the fact that Isa and Allah can be one, because we're talking about two different things here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always existed, because the moment that you say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is born, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not exist for a while. And this is in itself is sufficient to refute the fact. And now, who brought Allah into existence? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who brought every single thing into existence. Now you're saying that he did not exist for a while, and now he came into existence. Who brought him into existence? So this is the first thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have a birthday. He always existed before anything else has existed. Add to this, really, the concept of being born. وَيَا عَجَبًا لِقَبْرٍ ضَمَّ رَبَّهِ. I'm amazed at the fact that you teach that a grave can contain Allah. Of course, now if you believe Isa alayhi salam is Allah, then you believe that he was crucified, then he was buried for 3 days, and then he rose from the dead. So you're basically saying that the grave contained Allah. وَيَا عَجَبًا لِقَبْرٍ ضَمَّ رَبَّهِ وَأَعْجَبُ مِنْهُ بَطْنًا قد حواه. And what, هذا كلام ابن القيم. And what really more amazing here, what amazes you more, that you believe that Allah stayed in a womb of a mother. Come on. You're really decreasing Allah here to a level. Listen, a lot of Christians would answer this by saying, don't you believe that Allah can do everything? Yes, Allah can do everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what He does and what He cannot do. Listen, we are, as Muslims, we're very disciplined once it comes to the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We affirm every single thing which Allah affirmed and His messenger affirmed for Him. Allah said, I did this. The messenger said that Allah did this. Khalas, I believe it. لا أعطل, I do not reject it. لا أشبه, I do not make it look like the human. لا أمثل, I do not make Allah like a human nor make a human like Allah. And I do not even try to seek how. I do not even try or strive to seek how. طيب, this is if Allah affirmed certain thing for Himself. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated certain things for Himself. Allah does not sleep. Allah is not unjust. Allah is always fair. Allah is not unaware. Allah is always aware, and so forth. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Allah does not a slumber of sleep does not take Him. Allah does not die. وتوكل على الحي الذي لا يموت. So there are things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated and His messenger negated. Also, we believe that. And we actually believe in the contrary of what He negated to be perfect. Now, nafi wa ithbat, we affirm and we negate. That's it. I do not assume things. Because when you debate with Christians and you tell them, listen, Allah cannot be born, then right away they tell you, isn't Allah able to do everything? Allah is Qadir, Allah is able to do everything. Naam. But Allah, yes, is able to do everything, but Allah must tell me what He did, or His messenger must tell me in the sound sunnah what He did. I cannot assume that. I cannot assume that. For me to justify a belief system, I cannot assume that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was born. So, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stayed in the womb of the mother for 9 months, لَبِثَ هُنَاكَ تِسْعًا مِنْ شُهُورِ. Ya Allah, he stayed there for 9 months. Not only this, لَدَ الظُّلُمَاتِ مِنْ حَيْضٍ غِذَاهُ. Imagine this, ya ikhwa, that he was nourished from the blood. Allah stayed in the womb of a woman. Of course, this way they are assuming it's Mary, Maryam, alayhi salam. Of course, it was Isa there, all right? But they are assuming that this was Allah. So he stayed there for 9 months being nourished by blood. Huh? And then شق الفرج مولودا ضعيفا فاتحا للثدي فاه. Ya Allah, look how you bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala down because you're trying to justify or come up with a formula that is baseless in the religion, as we'll prove. So the first point that we're making here to refute the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come down into the flesh of Isa alayhi salam, that Isa alayhi salam was born. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa al-awwal, He is the first. Laysa qablahu shay. In another word, we can say that Allah doesn't have a birthday. Of course, هذا يعني يعد الحادا عند بعض الناس. Some of people may see this as الحاد, but I'm just trying to bring the point to Christians. Listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have a beginning. Allah always existed without a beginning. هو الأول ليس قبله شيء وهو الآخر ليس بعده شيء. Brothers and sisters in Islam, if you want to hear more points, more reasons why Allah, why Isa alayhi salam cannot be divine, why Isa alayhi salam cannot be Allah, don't miss the next episode. We're going to talk about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be seen in this world. This is also another evidence that Isa alayhi salam cannot be divine. And I hope you understand this in context of the series Path to Salvation. Christians, they believe the way to earn salvation, the way to be cleansed from your sins, that you believe that Allah came down into the flesh of Isa and he enabled the human being to crucify and kill him for their sins. Brothers and sisters in Islam, till the next episode of Path to Salvation, I leave you in the care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
To Allah belongs the earth and sky, so wonderful. Oh, the oceans wide, the mountains high, the animals. Looking at the sky, so many million miles over space and time, there is only one God. From a treetop watch the sun stop, through a dewdrop, there is only one God. There is only one God. Praise be to him. My life is his.
There is only one God.
Glory be to him.
La ilaha illallah.